Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Psalm chapter 35, verses 26 and 27. Let them be put to shame and disappointed altogether who rejoice at my calamity. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor who magnify themselves against me. Let those who delight in my righteousness shout for joy and be glad and say evermore, great is the Lord who delights in the welfare of his servant. Did you notice the contrast in these two verses? In verse 26, the psalmist who has been talking all throughout the psalm about those who are seeking after him, who want to destroy him, who want to hurt him, who are slandering him, who are bearing false witness against him. And he describes them in verse 26 as people who rejoice at my calamity. They want to see me fall. And the reality is there are people like this in the world that want to see others fall, that may want to see you fall. But then here's the contrast in verse 7. But let those who delight in my righteousness shout for joy and be glad. Wow, get the picture there. People who want to see you succeed, who want to see you righteous and blessed by God in your righteousness. They shout for joy over your righteousness. They say, great is the Lord who delights in the welfare of his servant. Oh, I read this and I pray for people in all of our lives who delight in righteousness on our behalf and who live to help us be righteous, who don't want to see us fall, but who want to see us thrive. I think about 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 8, when Paul says to the church there, I live to see you standing firm in the Lord. Oh, don't you want people like that in your life who are living to help you stand firm in the Lord? And then don't you want to be that kind of person in others' lives? To live to help others stand firm in the Lord, to live to help others grow in righteousness. The fruit of your life and my life and others' lives would be them growing in righteousness. Oh God, we pray that you would help us to be these kinds of people who delight in others' righteousness and who live to build up others in Christ. God, help us to live to lead people to Jesus and for all who are in Jesus to build them up in Jesus, that our every word would be edifying toward that end. God, guard us. Keep us from gossip, from slander, from saying anything that does not build up someone else in Christ Jesus. And God, we pray for your protection and deliverance from people who seek to do us harm. We praise you as Psalm 35 does all throughout, as our defender and our shield and our advocate and our refuge and our protector and our vindicator. Oh God, we trust in you. We praise you that you are our judge and not other people, and particularly other people who seek to do us harm. Oh God, we praise you and we pray that you would help us to spur others on toward you, to live to see others grow in righteousness, and that you would place people in our lives who are living selflessly to see us grow in righteousness. And God, we pray the peoples of the world, for the Derbet of Mongolia today. God, we intercede for this Western Mongol tribe. God, that they would be made righteous in Jesus through the proclamation of the gospel in that tribe. God, we pray for the spread of the gospel among the Derbet people of Mongolia. God, help us to live to see them standing firm in you. God, help us to give to see the peoples of the world, including the Derbet of Mongolia, reached by the good news of your righteousness, of righteousness that comes by faith in Jesus, that one day every nation, tribe, and tongue will be gathered around your throne and dressed in righteousness because you have saved them. And we will sing Psalm 35, verse 27, great is the Lord, as we shout for joy and are glad in your presence. Bring it about, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.